My name is Ariana Hall. I've been sort of your host of sorts this evening, and I have this strange task of introducing myself, so here I am. I am also a Los Angeles person. I think we all are this evening, and I'm very, very happy to be here on Catalina Island for the first time. So thank you for welcoming us. I think most of us, if not all of us, it's our first time. So we are very, very much loving being here. And I'm not going to embarrass anyone, but I'm just going to say there's a couple of birthdays in this general area, and I'm wishing you, whoever you are, happy birthdays. I have up here with me, as you probably know by now, Clay Campbell. So I just want to give him some love briefly before we begin. So Clay, thank you for making us all look great tonight. This first song I wrote about that feeling that you get when you've just met someone really special, but before you know them at all. This song is called I Like You.
I like you. I like you. I like you. Can't say I love you. It's too soon for that. Can't say I need you, even though it's a fact. Can't say I love you. Say I want you, haven't spent enough time yet. Can't say I feel you when you say what you say. Can't say I miss you, because I don't know what will go down between us.
Thank you. This next song is quite a bit different than that one, maybe the opposite. And this is about when you've lost someone important to you and you just wish you could let them go, whether by choice or not by choice. And the song is called Cry You Out of Me.
Wish I could cry. Cry you out of me, yeah. from me.
Thank you. Is it welcome for me to be a little soulful here with you this evening? Okay, good. I just wanted to check. This next song is called, well, I'll tell you in a minute what it's called. It's about someone that I've known who kept having head traumas. We're talking 4 or 5 serious, life-critical head traumas. Just kept happening to this one person. And I thought, why are you here? Must be something good if you just keep coming back. So this song is called, Why Are You Here?
You seem so strange to me, so understated, even when that car knocked you over. And so I get to wondering if maybe you just wanna die. But you haven't, so why are you here? Do you know? Why does your heart keep on beating? You talk away the things that happen to your life. Very sweet, like they're simple. But if a thing like that should ever happen to me, I would lose my mind. But you haven't, so why are you?
Thank you. That song, writing that song caused me to start to think about, why am I here? Maybe you thought about it too. This next song I wrote about my friends. And some of my friends can be really silly and some of them can be really strange. And so I guess that's what happens when you're an artist. You have other creative friends that can, you know, just be interesting, creative. And so this song is about a couple of them, and I did get their permission before I wrote them into a song, so don't worry, I'm not exploiting them. And this song is called With Our Friends.
Michael told me tonight I don't have to be alone. I thought that that was a songwriter's song to sing. Then he starts to reveal he's fallen in love with the same exact girl that his best friend loves. I'm glad that I'm not a man or he'd have my girl by now. I keep seeing how we've each got a song to sing, despite everything that anyone else can see. We've each got a story to tell, how we all go through hell in our own little way. clearly expired. So she sat in front of the TV trying to let it go. She'll rest up tonight so she's ready for a weekend of dreaming and a week full of work that she doesn't love. I keep seeing how we each got a song to sing despite everything that everyone else may think. We each got a story.
Up the beautiful and extremely talented Connie Lim. It's illegal to have that much talent. And she's going to kindly help me out on this song. Mm-hmm. If you missed Connie's set, she played at 7. If you missed it, definitely check out her music.
Thank you.
What's your site?
ConnieLimMusic.com.
Connie Lim, and that's L-I-M, ConnieLimMusic.com. So this song is called Nothing's Normal. And the thing to say about this song is that Connie introduced me to a fellow songwriter in Los Angeles. And it turns out I met with this person, and her name is Athena Marie, and we co-wrote this song. And because we had such a great time, you know, co-writing the song together, we said that this song is, it's her godchild.
Yeah, my godchild.
because if it wasn't for Connie, we wouldn't have never have met and written the song. Well, maybe we would have met, but maybe not.
Take some time.
It would have taken longer.
Goodness.
So without further ado, this one's called Nothing's Normal.
I tried to tuck it all away, but there are things I have to say. Now it's piling up too much. Our little love is getting crushed. You won't look me in the eye. No one's wrong and no one's right. Here, nothing's normal anymore. Nothing looks the same. Your clothes don't feel right anymore. And I have myself to blame, 'cause I let you in. Now it's all different. Why do you keep saying no? Talk to me, these things move slowly. You know you can always say what's really getting in your way. But you won't look me in the eye. Tell me what's wrong, we'll make it right. Now it's all different. Nothing seems the same. Your shoes aren't sitting by the door, and I have myself to blame. Nothing's normal anymore. Nothing is the same. We don't fit right anymore, and I have myself to blame, 'cause I let you in. Now it's all different. All different.
Connie Lim, ConnieLimMusic.com. This next song, I'm very excited to announce, is called This Is Our Year, and it's a song I was commissioned to write for an independent feature film called Au Pair Kansas. Au Pair, like A-U space P-A-I-R. And thank goodness it screened. It finally screened. It had its own screening at a movie theater just this past Tuesday. So it was a long post-production period where they were putting all the pieces of the film together and editing it and doing the sound and the Foley and all the things they do on films. So it was very exciting to be able to be there and see the director again and all of that. So I wrote two songs for that, and this is one of them. And this came out of a journal entry I'd written. And again, it's called This Is Our Year.
There's never a good time to let it show. The outcome's the same wherever I go. But truly, I'm just glad we're friends. There's a feeling I feel in my soul, and it ripples out to the others that we know. There's a time we now find ourselves in. So brighten up, and hold me if you will. Open up your heart and I will relax my will. Cause it's all new, it's all sailing up from here. This is our year, this is our year, this is our year. It's all new, you can feel that now I'm here. This is our year. This is our year, this is our year. There are people you touch as you live. There's a mark that you leave on them when you give. This time we find ourselves in. Brighten up and hold me if you will. Open up your heart. This is our year. Oh, it's all new. You can feel that now I'm here. This is our year. This is our year. This is our all sailing up from here. This is our year. This is our year. This is our year. Oh, it's all new. You can feel that now I'm here. This is our year. This is our year. This is our
So for how many of you do you feel like something special is going to happen to you in this year? You just feel like this is a special year for you, something cool is going on, good for you. You know, that's kind of the attitude needed to make something cool happen. This next song is a cover song, and it's by an English singer-songwriter by a strange name. His name is Ron Sexsmith, that's actually his name. And the song is absolutely beautiful, and it's called Wasting Time, and it's about just what we're doing here together, just taking our time, enjoying ourselves, not rushing. And I get the feeling that that may be what Catalina Island is all about. Am I right? Okay, good. Well, let's just see. Let me know after this song if you feel that that is what Catalina Island is about. So again, this is Wasting Time.
The day is long. Many hours to kill. It's all right if we let a few minutes spill. Where's the crime in wasting time with you? You don't have to run when the pistol is fired. It's all right if we let the meter expire. Where's the crime in wasting time with you? People love to talk about big things they're gonna do, but we've been through it all. We can just remove ourselves. We don't have to prove ourselves worthy of their approval. You're only young once. Well, that's one point of view. It's all right if we have nothing better to do. Where's the crime in wasting time? Where's the crime in wasting time? Where's the crime in wasting time with you?
Thank you. This next song is in a similar vein, and it's a song about being friends with someone over a very long period and, you know, realizing that you love them. It's called Tell Me.
When did I put you down? Seems clear enough I did, 'cause you're acting crazy. Was it something I said? It seems like there's plenty you wanted to say. Well, tell me, you'll tell me, or I'll find out some way. I wanna know whether you want me to or not. You tell me I'm forcing you. Well, I certainly, 'cause I've seen that face before, just before you laugh. I wanna know whether you want me to or no. So tell me how you really feel. Promise it's fine, 'cause though we are only friends, your heart's already mine. I've waited 1,000 years just to hear you say, oh, oh, tell me.
Thank you. Thank you. This next song is something I wrote for my brother. My brother had a long relationship that came to an end, and he just kept saying, why did it end? And this song answers that question. My response was, why ask why? Just let it make you a better person.
What she'll never tell you, need to know. It does not concern you. You can hold your own. Why is why?
Thank you so much. How are we doing on time, Scott? So this next song I often like to end with, but I might have time for two more. We'll just see. I'm not sure what the timing is. One more? Okay. So I'll end with this one. This one is called You Never Made It Good. And so how many of us here, even if you're married now, how many of us here have had a crush on someone in their life for way too long? You know, it was just too long. You just should have stopped. Should have stopped where you're ahead. Okay, and I know that there are some secret hands being raised in your mind. So this song is really just about that and about the disappointment associated with that. But I prefer to take a soulful direction with it. And again, this is called You Never Made It Good. This one is on my last recording. By the way, if any of you are interested in CDs, we all have recordings. Some of us have them with us, and some of us have them to be mailed to you. So just come up to us and let us know if you'd like one.
I want to follow you, but we're different ways. My good girl smile clashes with your mental maze. In all these years I've known you, I've never understood why you never made it good. My feelings tortured me till I lost control. You took advantage of my lonely soul. Yeah, here we are, and I only wish you would just once make it good. That night when you kissed me in that sweaty field, you were so sweet and tender. Smile clashes with your mental maze. In all these years I've known you, I've never understood why you never made it good. Oh, that night when you kissed me in the sweaty field, you were so sweet and tender. Oh, but now I think I know you for real. Oh, I wanna follow you, but we're different ways. My good girl smile clashes with your mental maze. In all these years I've known you, I've never understood why you never made it good. Why you never made it
much. Thank you. I'm Arianna Hall. And we're going to take another 10-minute break, and I do hope you stick around even if you have finished your dinner, because we're bringing a really special treat up to the stage. It's actually myself and John Kleinbell, who played just before me, and we have a duo that is completely different from, very, very different from anything you've seen either of us do so far. And I will tell you more about that when we come back, but I want to leave you in suspense so that you don't leave. So enjoy your dinner, enjoy your drinks, and we'll talk to you soon. I know.